Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety show all over the country. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another weekend edition. Obviously, get at us in several different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And so much to get into, Mike. Obviously, a huge week in NFL football, a huge week in Major League Baseball. We have the U.S. Open coming this week. We have more golf from Tiger Woods, and he's not, anywhere near the top of the leaderboard. So, never at a loss for things to talk about, my friend. Good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. And you're exactly right. There is no loss for topics for us to talk about. I mean, the Red Sox have 90 wins and Tigers playing well. College football started last night, NFL. So it's all good in my house, in my world.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You're right. College football got kicked off. High school football got kicked off over the weekend, too. So, there's people that love that high school football stuff. There's people that love the college football. There's people that love the NFL, obviously. And we all love sports in general. Anyway, so much to get into. You can always get at us again. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Just getting warmed up. It's a Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
JD now 94 RBI to lead the big leagues. And his 2-0. As a rocket, smoked into the corner, and that ball is gone! Home run, JD Martinez! Right into the foul screen, and the Red Sox have the lead. Moreland trying to get something in the air. It is a high fly ball, right field, very deep. Pitching back, turning.
Pitch. Swing. There's a high drive to right center field. This is hit deep. Pilar going back, still going back, turns, and this ball is gone. Hit the top of the fence. It went out. Two-run homer. JBJ on an 0-2 pitch. And the Red Sox lead it 10-5.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Some great clips there, to be honest with you, from Scott. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through. Give us a call. Let's talk about what's going on in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And you know what? I loved hearing those highlights for a couple of different reasons. First and foremost, because the Boston Red Sox are just fantastic. They've got 90 wins, like Mike alluded to earlier in the program, obviously whooping up on Major League Baseball in a major way. And to me, the biggest story about what we have coming here in the next couple few weeks is, will anybody be able to stop the Boston Red Sox, first and foremost? And then I noticed in that clip, JD Martinez. Man, oh, man, just think about the Arizona Diamondbacks last year and how much punch he provided for their offense. And once again, doing the same thing for Boston and having more, maybe even a bigger impact for the Boston Red Sox than he did for the Diamondbacks. And that makes sense because he had the whole season to do it, whereas for the D-backs last year, he only had, you know, after the All-Star break to do it. So, JD Martinez is a great baseball player. I mean, we saw it firsthand. Boston Red Sox are really reaping the benefits. And speaking of reaping the benefits, let's bring on our baseball insider, none other than John Poulter, all the way from Canada, to talk about what's going on in Major League Baseball. But John, touch upon JD Martinez real quickly and obviously the impact he's had on the Boston Red Sox.
Good morning, guys. I guess you could say that he's kind of taken the league by storm. Clearly the MVP leading candidate right now in the American League. You look at some of those numbers, pretty impressive. not even the end of August, another week to go in the month of August, and the whole month of September, and he's sitting there with 38 homers and 110 RBIs, 160 hits. I guess he's got an outside chance to get to 200 hits, be a bit of a push, but he could make it. But certainly he's got 45 home runs in his sight and at least 125 RBIs, 55 walks. You got to figure that he's a great candidate to be the MVP in the American League, especially if the Red Sox hang in where they are and win that division, which looks like they will.
For some reason, Mike, your audio isn't working right now.
I can hear you, Andy, but I can't hear Mike.
Yeah, no problem. Mike will get back hooked in just a moment. But again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. Joining
here
us
I am.
Here. There he is, Mike Wilson. You're back, brother.
You're
How
back.
Are you, man?
Yeah, little computer glitch there. I apologize, guys. But John, what I was going to say was, you know, with Boston, you know, they got 90 wins. They're up by 7 games. What do the Red Sox have to guard against?
I guess the obvious answer, Mike, would be complacency and injuries. You know, you gotta spend some time getting your key players rested without getting the momentum on the wrong side of the equation. I think if I'm Boston, my biggest worry right now is Chris Sale. He's on the DL now for the second time this season and the second time in the last 3 or 4 weeks with shoulder injuries, and with that kind of motion that he has, which clearly is not a free motion, it's very much a herky-jerky type motion, you have to wonder if there might be some issues there. And if I'm the Boston Red Sox, I'd be a little concerned about that, perhaps a little bit offset by the fact that David Price has been throwing really well since the All-Star break, has had 3 or 4 really good starts in succession. Takes away a little bit of the pain, but I'd have to be awfully concerned about Chris Sale. He's clearly the leader of that pitching staff, and we all know how important starting pitching is to any team that wants to go deep on a postseason run. That would be my main concern, and I guess the other one, injuries, and specifically keeping Mr. Martinez healthy and able to swing the bat, because you can't afford to give up those kinds of numbers. All around, it's a pretty solid ball club. I guess they need to keep Betts healthy as well. He's been a big star for them this season. But all around, I think that's the two obvious ones, injuries and momentum.
So now we got the D-backs and the Rockies that are tied. We got the Dodgers that are 2.5 games out. What, you know, the Diamondbacks lost a tough one last night against the Mariners. The Mariners can go for the sweep against the D-backs. What seems to be like the D-backs' Achilles heel here? They're only 6-4 in their last 10. They've lost 2 in a row. You know, we're getting to that time of the season where you got to start playing your best baseball. What do the Diamondbacks have to start doing?
Well, hold on real quickly. And with that being said, let's not forget they still do hold on to first place in the National League West, which is something that they've done basically the whole season. Pretty impressive to say the least. But go ahead, John.
Well, I think what the Diamondbacks have to maintain is some consistency. And from what I have seen, they've been a very streaky team this season. You know, they've played well for long spells of time, and then they've had a couple of dips, and then they've come back and played well again. Then they've had a couple of small dips. I guess you got to have some consistency, and perhaps as much as any other team, they have to stay healthy, because although I think there's some great players in Arizona, I'm not sure that overall they have the organizational depth to withstand any major injuries. So keeping their big boys healthy, I think, would be my key. And perhaps the fact that there's pennant pressure there every day when they go out, because this race is so tight between three teams, I think that's going to help them. But at the end of the day, they just got to get consistent and go out there and play good baseball.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the wild card race, because obviously it's heating up. The National League West, or in general, the National League, we talked about the National League West a little bit, but the National League is obviously a little bit more intriguing because you have more teams that are in the race. It's going to wind up in the American League. The Yankees are going to be in, so they've got one of the spots. And right now I would have to say that I I truly believe that the Oakland Athletics will be that second wild card, but the Mariners are doing everything in their power to make it so that they continue to be in that race, John. But the National League, it's a different thing almost every single day. You have the Cardinals, you have the D-backs, you have the Rockies, you have the Brewers, you have the Phillies, you have the Dodgers, all battling for two spots. Who's going to wind up getting this?
Well, I think that's another one, Andy, that's going to come down to the games that are left between the teams, and that's why winning those divisions is just so important. And, you know, the Cardinals right now hold that main wild card, that first wild card spot with a half a game lead, and that's absolutely nothing, that half a game lead, of course, being over the Brewers, and the difference there being the one in the loss column. Cardinals lost 58, the Brewers have lost 59. But, you know, you look at St. Louis, Arizona, and Colorado, all sitting there with 58 losses, Milwaukee with 59, Philadelphia with 60, the Dodgers with 61. Then it falls off. I think we can start to count Pittsburgh and Washington and San Francisco and anybody below that sort of out of it, because we're looking here at, you know, 7.5 games minimum out of a wild card spot with 5 weeks to play. That's a pretty tall order for any team unless they run the table, which at this point in the season you'd have to say is extremely unlikely. But I look at that division, and, you know, once again, you know, the Central, the Cardinals have been playing so well since the managerial change. They're not that far behind the Cubs right now, and they play the last three games of the season at Wrigley Field. So if the Cardinals can put some pressure on the Cubs between now and, let's say, the middle of September, that race could get very interesting as well, and we might find the Cubs in that wild card race as well. I think right now the difference is four games. Cubs are 75 and 53, the Cardinals 72 and 58. Cardinals have been playing really good baseball. They've had a really good road trip. They seem to have gotten their act together. They're starting to get a few of their injured players back, which is basically like trade deadline acquisitions without giving up anything off the roster. We're a week away from having expanded rosters, so at that point they don't have to send anybody down to the minors to start activating some of these guys. I think we're in for a great race in September in two out of the three divisions in the National League, and I still don't think that Philadelphia's out of it in the East. They're three games behind Atlanta, but they've been struggling the last little while, 3-7 in their last 10. They've lost twice here in Toronto this weekend. Haven't looked good in either ball game. I'm wondering if the pressure's starting to get to Philadelphia just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I know we got to take a break because I can hear the music, but we'll continue this conversation on the other side with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Peterson sends a high drive, right center field, that is gone! And the jolt that the Dodgers so desperately needed.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. you'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
In the air to left field for Renfrow. Deep, far, and that is very gone. Grand slam for Hunter Renfrow.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, people. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, and we are hanging out with John Poulter, our professor of sports, talking baseball right now. And obviously the wild card races are heating up big time in the National League. And, you know, you mentioned the St. Louis Cardinals. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe there's a team, the Colorado Rockies, who have been pretty hot as well. I think they went on a stretch of like 30 and 16 against teams that had over 500 record in all those games. And that's relatively impressive. And to be honest with you, the Cardinals scare me and the Rockies really scare me as well, John. Do I have those pegged pretty right or no?
Yeah, I think so. And there's a big series going on in Denver this weekend between those two teams.
Yeah.
Colorado won big Saturday night, and the Cardinals won on Friday night. So today is the deciding game in that series. And clearly with those two teams going head-to-head for some of those wild card spots, or maybe even with an outside chance of catching their respective division leaders to qualify for the postseason that route, big game today in Denver. Haven't looked at the pitching line yet to see who is pitching today, but at the end of the day, you know that that's going to be a key game. And Colorado's been an odd team this year. We've always thought of them as being a very strong team at home with a very strong home field advantage, perhaps the strongest home field advantage in baseball. But up until recently, they had been very mediocre at home this year, but they seem to have gotten that straightened around and they're back on side. So once again, I'm looking for a pretty tight race in that division. And the fact that both teams are not only competing for wild cards, but are also in that spot where they have an outside chance at catching the Dodgers, Diamondbacks, or the Cubs for their respective division leads, which obviously is the way they'd like to qualify for the postseason. It's a much easier route by doing it that way, as we all know. I got to think that the competitive juices in these two teams is flowing big time, and I think that's going to be a really good game in Denver this afternoon for the rubber match of that series.
Hey, John. You look at this Atlanta-Philly race in the East, in the National League East, I should say, and it's been a great one all year, but just below them are the Nationals, who we've talked about this multiple times. We expected them to win that division, and they're not. They've been a big disappointment this year. What direction does that team go at the end of the year?
Great question. And I'm not sure that anybody really knows the answer to that, Mike. Clearly, when a team is as talented as that team is on paper and it doesn't win, usually the first thing they do is change the manager. And in most cases, that sort of works out. Fresh voice in the clubhouse, a little bit of a change in attitude, different balance of playing time for different players. But, you know, this basic core of players in Washington hasn't really done any better under the last three managers. You know, you go back to Matt Williams, you go to Dusty Baker, now you go to Dave Martinez, and they've underachieved under all three guys, which tells me that the problem is not in the manager's office. The problem is either on the field, in the clubhouse, or perhaps the chemistry in that clubhouse. So at some point in time, if I'm Mike Rizzo, the GM of the Washington Nationals, I got to sit back and say, okay, where do I start changing the pieces in this puzzle? Because clearly the guy who's doing the puzzle isn't creating the problem. It's the pieces in the puzzle. They've got a big decision to make with Bryce Harper. We've touched on this a couple of times. Harper's been playing really well lately, has been sort of having the month that we expected he would have all season. But I think it's a little bit too late for that team to get back into it. I don't see Harper getting the big money or the big term that he's looking for. So then Washington have got a big decision. Do they want to invest some money in this guy? Do they want to mutually agree that a one-year bridge contract is perhaps the best way to go? He gambles on himself. The Nationals then take a look at it 12 months down the road. But what the Nationals have always done is they've always added little pieces here and there, and in some cases those pieces have worked out, and in some cases they haven't. But this week we see them trade two established players. That, to me, was an indication they've thrown in the towel. They certainly haven't played that well lately. They're a couple of games below 500, grossly underachieved. I can see some big roster shakeups in Washington at the end of the season.
Yeah, and when we go to the American League East, I know I'm kind of jumping around here, but with the American League East, and, you know, the Yankees have kind of cut into that lead a little bit with the Red Sox winning 7 out of their last 10. Can the Yankees hit their stride going into this stretch run?
Well, I think it's going to be awfully tough, Mike. There's 6 games left between the two teams. 3 in New York, September 18th through 20th. 3 in Boston, the last 3 games of the season, the 28th, 29th, and 30th of September. It's not realistic to see the Yankees sweeping those 6 games, which they almost have to do to get back into this thing. I think Boston is pretty much home and cooled out. You know, as we talked earlier, I think they just have to avoid injuries and complacencies. I can see the Yankees making it closer, but the way Boston's playing right now, I just don't see the Yankees coming back into it unless these injured players they have all of a sudden get healthy. And, of course, this week Chapman had some issues with his knee, and you never like to see that happen. But the Yankees are a different team without Chapman throwing the ninth inning. So I got to think that's an outside chance that they get back into it closely. I think they can make it interesting. But, you know, are they going to give the Red Sox any trouble? I really don't think they are at this point, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see it either. I mean, the Boston's playing so well, and then you have Cleveland in the Central, and they're 12 games up in a weak division. You know, we talked about them maybe being fool's gold. I mean, are they really fool's gold? Are they going to be able to challenge the Houstons or maybe Oaklands that come out, or even the Red Sox?
I don't see them in the same class as the Red Sox. I don't see them in the same class as Houston, providing those two teams play the type of baseball that we've come to expect them to play. I think they're a pretty good match for Oakland. You know, as we said a couple of weeks ago, or even last week, I can't remember which one now, but we did kind of have this discussion that it is a little bit deceiving that, you know, they're 12 games up, so clearly they're home and cooled out in that division. How well do they have to play in order to clinch that division? They're not going to have the same record as Boston, the Yankees, or Houston. So at the best, they're going to be the fourth seed if they get down to the last 4 in the American League. They're going to have to play more games on the road than they are at home. They're only 2 games over 500 on the road. They're 15 above at home. So I think that's a big factor. And they've feasted on Minnesota, Detroit, and Chicago and Kansas City, those last two being 2 of the worst teams in baseball. It's kind of hard to judge how good this Cleveland team really is when they're going out there against sub-500 opposition 40 or 50 times a year. It's really tough to get a read on them, I think, Mike, from this standpoint.
Yeah, and that's my idea with them as well. Now, I mean, out west here, what has just not worked for the Dodgers this year? I mean, everybody thought they were the class of the division. They haven't showed it. They're 2.5 games out. exactly hasn't gone wrong here real quick? We got about a minute and a half.
My guess would be that the big key is Kershaw. He has not been the Clayton Kershaw that we've all come to know over the past 8 or 9 years. He's been hurt several times. When he's pitched well, but he's been rather inconsistent. I think the other thing is the injury to Seager. He's a key player. He's a young player. He's good defensively. He's good offensively. He can run the bases. He's not quite a five-tool player yet, but he's awfully close. You take a young star like that out of your lineup and have to start patchworking from elsewhere, I think that's got to be a big factor. I just think it's that plus the combination of the fact that the Rockies and the Diamondbacks have played very good baseball, and they've made it a closer race than we've been used to seeing in the National League West the last few years.
Yeah, I have to agree. Well, John, it's been great having you again this week. That is John Poulter, a professor of sports. When we come back, we will be talking college football. We'll probably be talking some NFL football, NFL training camps, NFL preseason has started. You got Sam Darnold looking good. He looks like the presumptive starter for the Jets. You got the Cardinals out here out west. You got the Rams kind of playing some good ball, talented group. But we will be right back at the end. Andy will rejoin us. He is having some issues, but he will rejoin us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Everybody, just come back.
The 2-2. Swing and a drive. Left field. Way back. And it's gone. Swing and a grounder in the hole. Into right. Game winning base hit. The Indians walk it off again. And Brantley about to get Bob out at first base.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline. 1-800-428-1570.
First and goal, Baltimore, deep in Houston territory. Single back in the gun. First and goal at the 8. Here's the handoff, and it goes to Collins. Breaks a tackle at the 5. Runs over the guard. Cuts. Squirms. Drives its way into the end zone. That is a touchdown. Boy, you could feel it as he was gaining momentum, cutting, breaking tackles, swerving in. A yard touchdown run by Collins after a 31-yard scamper to get the goal-to-go situation. And Baltimore is taking a lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, it's me. I'm back. Andy Dorf and Mike Wilson, obviously getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. And I love Kevin Harlan, one of the better announcers. And
so do I.
As far as I'm concerned, in all of sports. And yeah, I just, I truly love listening to him on the calls. And you know what? I love hearing him call NFL. I love hearing him call basketball. I love hearing him call anything, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, he talked a little bit about Baltimore, and they played the other day, and it was a pretty interesting game. I believe it was a tight one, if I'm not mistaken. I think it wound up being, well, actually, they beat the Dolphins pretty good, 27-10. But the week before that, I think they had a 21-20 game or something like that. And you know what? The Ravens may wind up being a surprise to some degree. I don't think people are really thinking about them, but maybe Joe Flacco has a little bit more to prove than people think, especially when you have Robert Griffin III coming there, potentially wanting to fight for that starting job. And then obviously Lamar Jackson, the young up-and-comer who electrified in the last preseason game. He looked pretty solid, to be honest with you, Mike. And so I think Joe Flacco and the Baltimore Ravens may be a little bit better than people think, maybe a little bit under the radar, and maybe Joe has a little bit more left in the tank. What do you think?
No, I think he does, and the thing with Flacco is that he's just so quiet. He's not a rah-rah guy. He's not a boisterous kind of dude. So he just kind of goes about his business at his position. And I agree with you that the Ravens could be a surprise. I mean, everybody wants to talk about the Browns. Browns this, Browns are going to make the playoffs. Browns are gonna, you know what? Browns have to show me what some winning some games first before they talk anything else. And Baltimore's won games, and they've won a Super Bowl with Flacco. And, you know, even though it's been a while since they won it, you know, experience counts for something these days. And I think in the end, I think Flacco is the starter. I think they keep three quarterbacks with RG3 and Lamar Jackson. Because Lamar Jackson is not close to being ready for prime time to be a starter yet. He's a bit of a project. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff to go on in Baltimore still. They're 4-0, but it is the preseason. I mean, the Browns have gone undefeated in the preseason. So let that speak for what it does.
Yeah, I mean, and the other day, by the way, the offensive juggernaut that we got to see between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Cleveland Browns in that 5-0 score that the Browns were able to capture the victory, yeah. That had to be brutal to watch, first and foremost, man. I feel bad for anybody that was watching that game. But right. With that being said, Nick Foles has looked pretty lousy in the preseason. I mean, this guy is the Super Bowl MVP. He's obviously a Super Bowl champion with those Philadelphia Eagles, but they're 0-3. He's looked lousy. How badly do they need Carson Wentz to get back to running the offense, man?
I think they need him pretty bad, and you're right. They've looked, and he's looked pathetic for being the Super Bowl MVP, for being the defending Super Bowl champions. I mean, you don't expect to be perfect every time you go out on the field, but you expect to at least perform well, and they just haven't, and Foles hasn't. I think if they continue to look pathetic, especially in the dress rehearsal, for the beginning of the season, I think the pressure will mount to get Wentz back as soon as possible for that team, so they don't get off to a slow start. You know, I think the Giants are going to be much better this year, and they could challenge the Eagles in that division. So you don't want to give up any ground. You don't want to give out any ground early in the year.
You know, I wonder if they're kicking themselves right now because they had an opportunity to trade Nick Foles in the offseason.
Yeah.
And, you know, his value will never be as high as it was in the offseason. I'm sorry. But so at the end of the day, I understand why Philadelphia hung on to this kid. But when you look at what's happened throughout the preseason, you've got to be saying to yourself, if you're Doug Peterson and the Philadelphia Eagles, general manager and things along those lines, the brass, they're saying, right, maybe we messed up. I mean, if they're not, then maybe they should be. But, you know,
face it, I mean, that's a tough call, though. I mean, because you don't know exactly the health of Wentz and where his knee exactly is at. You got a guy that played well and got the MVP of the Super Bowl, and his value is real high. But I mean, it's something you can look at and you're like, man, it's kind of a catch 22 for the brass a little bit, in my opinion, anyways.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a tough one. It's a really tough one, and let's not rule out the fact that throughout the season there still could be a trade of Nick Foles at some point, depending on what the needs are of teams throughout the league. And speaking of throughout the league, I just want to take you through some of the scores from what happened. And like I said earlier, the Browns and the Eagles played a miserable football game, 5-0. That had to be brutal to watch. Giants do beat the Jets 22-16. And that's interesting because you obviously had Darnold going up, and I'm not sure if Saquon Barkley played in that game or not, because I know he's been nursing an injury, but interesting there where the Giants were able to get that one. The Broncos 29-17. And for some weird reason, I have a strange feeling that the Broncos might be a team that are better than people are giving credit to as well. Case Keenum's there. Let's not forget the magic that he had with the Minnesota Vikings. And we'll find out.
He was solid. We'll find
out if that was a one-hit wonder or if that was, like you're saying, solid. We'll find out. The Patriots lose to the Panthers 25-14. Vikings just get past the Seahawks 21-20. And maybe the Seahawks are better than people thought. I don't know. I mean, there's right now it's way too early, obviously, to think about things. But there has been some signs in preseason about certain teams that you're saying, I didn't think they were going to be this good, and they're out there and they're playing pretty well. Lions beat the Buccaneers 33-30. Raiders take care of the Packers 13-6. Another game that was relatively tough to watch, to be honest with you. The Bears beat the Chiefs 27-20. You had the Rams taking the victory over the Texans 21-20. The Steelers 16-6 over the Titans. The Niners go down to the Colts 23-20. And that's interesting because Andrew Luck seemed to rebound a little bit from game two to game three in the preseason. And, you know, that's a good sign. I want to see Andrew Luck play and compete at a pretty high level, which I think we all know he's capable of, but we haven't been able to see it because of the injuries. So seeing Andrew Luck rebound wasn't such a bad thing, Mike.
No, it wasn't. And I've always been an Andrew Luck fan. I like his game. And, you know, he can get out and run around a little bit. He's a little quicker than people give him credit for. He certainly has a strong arm. He's mentally, you know, he's as smart as they come. I mean, being a Stanford guy, so he's going to understand offenses and defenses. And to see him back there in the pocket taking hits, throwing the ball, that's a good sign for Colt fans. And let's hope it continues for them, because I'd like to see the return of Andrew Luck.
And speaking of a good sign, Jimmy G threw 9 of 19 for 135 yards. And truth be told, I like him. I think he is going to have an impact on the 49ers and the division as well. I think this is probably a two-team race, and then maybe the Cardinals on the outside looking in could have some sort of an impact. But obviously, I like the Rams first. I think the additions with what they did with the 49ers, I think that they're going to be tough. I'm not sure about the Cardinals. I know they've got a lot of pieces that they're trying to put together, and Sam Bradford, if he can stay on his feet, he is a good quarterback, but the big if is, can he stay on his feet? So I think the Niners are an interesting team this year. I think it'll be fun to watch them. We talked about this. The Ravens got it done over the Dolphins, 27-10. Jaguars beat the Falcons 17-6. The Saints put up 36 on the Chargers, who a lot of people are always talking about the Chargers being good, and I'm not seeing it. I think that's the Raiders division, to be honest with you. I think Chucky comes through, and so does Derek Carr and that Oakland Raider team. And then a couple of games that will be happening today, the Bengals and the Bills, the Cardinals and the Cowboys. So, you know what, week three in the preseason is just about in the books, and we have week four coming up, and then bam. We've got regular season football, Mike. It happens so quickly. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it does. And you can tell on social media that everybody's excited for football to come back. I mean, you see the countdowns before even training camp starts in the first preseason games. So it's a welcome sight. And now we just got to let things play out. We got to see, you know, who these teams are that are the real deal, and maybe which teams are all talk, all fake news, right?
In terms
of their season. So it's good, certainly going to be exciting. Certainly around my household, we're excited to see Pittsburgh kind of get going and see how they play out this year.
Speaking of fake news, I got something to tell you. This is not fake news. This is real news. You can catch me every Sunday night doing the Sports Overnight America program. And throughout the year, it's always the weekend recap. However, once football starts, Mike Wilson and everybody else, it's the NFL Rewind. And we obviously talk about what happened on Sunday. And then we take a look at maybe what's to come as well on Monday and then throughout the rest of the week. But looking forward to the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America as I do that every Sunday. And believe me, it's right around the corner, man. So anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We're going to wrap up hour number one. Hour two on the horizon, which, by the way, we do have to get into the Urban Meyer situation there at Ohio State. Some other things, like you said, college football just getting underway. You're a huge college football guy, so I want to pick your brain on some things that are going on in the college football world. But anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Going deep in the middle of the field, Torrey Smith. And Torrey Smith is in for an Eagles touchdown.
Clemens, the running back to the left of Wentz on 3rd and 14. Wentz clapping with a play clock at 2. Gets the shotgun snap at 1. Wentz to throw. Pressure comes. Floats it left side. Looking for the end zone. It is caught. Nelson Aguilar popping free past Byron Maxwell. 27 yards for the score. And the Eagles find the end zone for the first time tonight and jump right back in the ballgame.
This is Dorf on Sports.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
I want to apologize to Buckeye Nation. I followed my heart, not my head. I fell short in pursuing full information because at each juncture, I gave Zach Smith the benefit of the doubt. As I reflect my loyalty to his grandfather, Earl Bruce, who was my mentor and like a father to me, likely impacted how I treated Zach over the years. I did not know everything about Zach Smith, which was what Zach Smith was doing, and I'm pleased that the report made this very clear. I did a poor job at Media Day. It's a big reason why we're here today. I was not being as complete and as accurate as I should have been at Media Day and afterward, but there is no intent to mislead. My role is to set a good example. In this instant, I did not live up to the university's standards.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Wow. Interesting how Urban Meyer addressed that situation, and interesting how the Ohio State Buckeyes handled he and Gene Smith, if you ask me. Obviously, Gene Smith gets docked pay from August whatever till September 16th, and then you had Urban Meyer taking the three-game suspension against Cupcakes, and in general, just somewhat of a shock and a surprise that Urban Meyer is still with the Ohio State Buckeyes, to be honest with you, Mike.
Yeah, completely botched by the school, completely botched by Urban. You know, he didn't, the whole thing where he says he didn't intend to mislead. Yeah, he did. He did. He didn't want to talk about it. He didn't want to fess up at that point because his head, you know, and his loyalties were towards the school and his mentor, Earl Bruce, and his grandson. He should have got at least a half a season. I don't know. It's just sad that he lied about having a wife beater on his team.
Well, and as Scott just alluded to, didn't even apologize to his wife, you know, and his wife reached out to Urban's wife to talk about things. And I find it really hard to believe that Urban Meyer didn't know anything that was going on. I'm sorry. And you know what? The rules are different for different people. At the end of the day, Mike, and we'll get into this a little bit more along with some other college football stuff, but the truth is rules are different for different people. And when you're one of the best coaches, if not the best coach in all of college football, and they're afraid to lose you and have you go somewhere else, this is the result of what happens. And that's why Urban Meyer, in my humble opinion, still has a job with the Ohio State Buckeyes. Anyways, I know we got to take pause for the cause. Hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Colleagues from both sides of the aisle are paying their respects to Arizona Senator John McCain, many remembering the six-term Republican's career of service on Capitol Hill and in the Navy. McCain died yesterday at the age of 81 after a long fight with brain cancer. Governor John Kasich says he's pleased to have been friends with McCain.
You know, in politics, a lot of time, they say if you want to have a friend, you get a dog. In most cases, that's true. But when I think about Joe Lieberman and I think about John McCain, that was a deep, deep friendship. And all I can say is I'm so glad that I knew him.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer among the Democrats remembering McCain's service to his country.
You can't replace a man like that. Everyone looked up to him. Everyone respected him. It's going to take a long time to find another John McCain.
Schumer says he'll introduce a resolution to rename the Russell Senate Office Building after McCain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
In the 2008 GOP presidential nomination for president, Mike Huckabee came in second to John McCain. Huckabee talks to Fox News about their relationship during the campaign.
He beat me for the nomination, but as soon as that happened, I was very happy to endorse him. I campaigned vigorously, not only for him, but with him all over the country, right up until the day the polls closed. I never had a regret about that. I found him to be an incredibly gracious and grateful person for this country. And the truth is, even though we were political opponents, we were never enemies. We never had a cross word in that entire process.
In September of 2017, McCain told Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes that he wanted a service at the Naval Academy. Before he died, McCain requested that former Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush deliver eulogies at his funeral. Former Vice President Joe Biden will speak at a separate service honoring the senator in Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Pope Francis called the church sex abuse an open wound and asked forgiveness in a speech to a rain-soaked crowd at the Holy Shrine in Ireland this morning.
I beg the Lord's forgiveness for these sins
and for the scandal and betrayal felt by so many others in God's family.
Francis said the church must be firm and decisive in seeking justice. A U.S. district judge has tossed out key provisions of an effort by President Trump to make it easier to terminate federal employees, USA's Wendy King reports.
The judge ruled that the president has the authority to issue executive orders relating to federal labor relations, including three he issued in May that the administration said would make it easier for agencies to fire workers who performed poorly. But the judge also said presidential orders cannot eviscerate the right to bargain collectively. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Tragedy overnight at a Chicago building fire, resulting in multiple deaths. Fire officials say the call came in just before 4 this morning. The cause is not yet known, but investigators haven't found any smoke detectors. Chicago Fire Commissioner Jose Santiago was on scene in the aftermath.
We have 8 fatalities, of which 6 are children, 2 adults.
If not for the quick actions of a nearby woman who smelled the fire, he said the outcome could have been even more tragic. The fire started on the second floor of the building. The first floor was vacant. The second
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning, the program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. I'm Andy Dorf. Alongside me, Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime. You can always get at us, people, in a few different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. A lot to get into in this hour of sports talk on your Sunday morning. And we're live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And believe me, we love talking about the sports world. Tons to talk about in the NFL. Tons to talk about with Major League Baseball. Tons to talk about with the U.S. Open happening this week. So those are things that kind of get my blood going, things that get my juices flowing. And then obviously, college football underway as well. High school football underway as well. So much to talk to you about this hour, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Dorf. You know what? We're talking sports, so I'm doing just fine today, and you're exactly right. There's baseball, there's college football, there's NFL, there's even golf to talk about, you know? So all good in my world and all good in your world, and it gives us what we like to do to talk about.
Absolutely. So much to get into. Get at us, people. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. But we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to go back, and we're going to talk about the Urban Meyer situation a little bit more. So keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy. He's Mike. We'll be back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
So the university released the following statement. Although neither Urban Meyer nor Gene Smith condoned or covered up the alleged domestic abuse by Zach Smith, they failed to take sufficient management action relating to Zach Smith's misconduct and retained an assistant coach who was not performing as an appropriate role model for OSU student athletes. Permitting such misconduct to continue is not consistent with the values of the university and reflects poorly on Coach Meyer, Athletic Director Smith, and the university.
How about that?
This is Dorf on Sports.
Very interesting. Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us in a couple different ways. Phone call would be nice, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up and follow us on Twitter as well. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. But, you know, just a little bit more feedback on the Urban Meyer situation there. And then obviously what has happened, what's transpired, what took place was Urban Meyer got a 3-game suspension. Gene Smith got docked pay and everybody has their job, which, I mean, again, I'm going to say it, Mike, different rules apply to different people. I'm sorry, but If Ohio State is not good under Urban Meyer, then this is a no-brainer. They get rid of Urban Meyer.
He's fired.
He's gone. If Urban Meyer isn't one of, if not the best coaches in all of college football, he's gone. So I think there's so much wrong with how Ohio State handled this. And I'm wondering how it affects them moving forward with football, with just having people look at that university and saying, wow, you know, they knew something shady was going on, but yet nobody lost their jobs and nobody really got held accountable for it.
You're exactly right, Dorf. Let's not forget who the victim in this is. Courtney Smith.
Yeah.
Courtney Smith was the one taking on the abuse, mental, physical, bruises. She went to family. Her family even told her, don't say anything. You know, you'll ruin his career, which kind of calls into question the rest of her family and her parents.
Yeah.
From that standpoint. And I just think that, you know, when you look at different things that have happened over the last couple years in terms of, you know, domestic abuse, you have, you know, some baseball players with some, you know, homophobic racial tweets that, you know, have been uncovered and different things. These fan bases are exactly what fan bases do, though. And it's kind of sad that they stick by these guys and give them standing ovations, you know, with like Barry Bonds in San Francisco. They give them a standing ovation. And there's no doubt to most level-headed people that he was on some kind of juice, and so it is kind of depressing to see this take place again. And you're exactly right, Dorf. If Urban isn't winning, he's gone. He has shown the door so quick that it probably doesn't even have time to hit him in the backside. But since he is one of the preeminent winningest coaches in college football, has national titles, has Big Ten titles, has his team in the middle, in the mix for a college playoff spot in a college football championship nearly every year, that fan base and a lot of people associated with that school take a look and be like, you know what, we will, they kind of turn a blind eye to what's going on. So in my world, Courtney Smith is the victim here. She finally got somewhat of an apology from Urban, but I'll tell you what, that apology that he gave at the press conference earlier in the week looked like a hostage letter that he was reading. So I've lost a lot of respect for Urban Meyer. He kept someone that hits women on his staff, and for him to say that he wasn't aware of such things tells me what, you and your wife don't talk? Because his wife had these text messages, had talked to Courtney Smith, and if you're telling me that a husband and wife don't talk about stuff like that or concerns that maybe his wife has, you're in some alternate universe that I can't even fathom that you're in. So I hope, you know, to a certain extent, I hope Courtney Smith, you know, maybe takes some legal action here to get back at the university or just to hold them even more accountable, because people need to be held accountable these days and they're not.
Yeah, I mean, look, and we've got Taylor making a comment here on the Facebook Live feed, which we appreciate people chiming in for sure. Give us your thoughts and your opinions. But yeah, I mean, I absolutely think he should have gotten a longer sentence. And the truth is the sentence that I think he should have gotten was a pink slip.
Right.
You know, there's nothing different about this than what happened with Joe Paterno at Penn State. And, you know, in a lot of ways, you know what, maybe this is worse, because we know how important it is to discuss domestic violence and abuse and things along those lines today versus back in the day when Joe Paterno was there. I think we overlooked things a lot, whereas today it seems like We're not overlooking things, Mike. We're trying to get people caught. We're trying to get people fired. And this is one of the weird situations where they have all of the evidence. They have all of everything that they need to fire Urban Meyer. Yeah. And yet, unprecedentedly, they don't do it. And a three-game suspension against the three teams that they're going to be playing at that point, it boggles my mind, bro. It absolutely boggles my mind.
Right. And, you know, they lead off the season against my Oregon State Beavers. That's just going to be a bloodbath. The only team in those first three that could give them trouble is TCU. But I think the suspension should have been, you know, into the Big Ten season, you know, if they were going to go suspension. But I'm with you, Dorf. Like, I think he should have been shown the door, because this is not the first time that Urban, you know, has been, you know, fairly sketchy with stuff. All you got to do is go back to his days at Florida, and he had like over 30 guys with police rap sheets that he was letting on campus, that he was letting play college football. And you can, you know, whatever you Gator fans or Ohio State fans want to make in terms of, well, you know, he's trying to give these kids a second chance. Well, 31 kids on your team at Florida deserve a second chance and have a rap sheet? No. Okay. You're trying to get the best player possible, but in my mind, you also want the best character guys possible to represent your university when you go on the road or when you're just at home, that you don't have to worry about a 5 o'clock news recruit. Okay. I mean, it just, like you said, it just boggles my mind that people are willing to overlook this like you said, the evidence is right there in front of them. The facts are right there, but they want to ignore the facts. And I don't know what that says about us as a society. I don't know what that exactly says about us as college football fans. But it doesn't say something that's too good right now. So Urban has a lot of soul searching to do. He has a lot of maybe journal time coming his way. I mean, I don't know how he's going to resolve this within himself, because this is a tough thing, because his allegiance to Earl Bruce overplayed everything in this. And that's, and if you're going to go that route and not do the right thing and get rid of this guy that was beating his wife that you knew about, that says more about you than any national championship or division championship could tell me.
Again, different rules apply for different people,
right?
In whatever sport, and it's not necessarily the way that it should be. I'm sorry, I just disagree 100%, and I think that this thing was mishandled from the beginning to the end. I mean, it just, you know, it was just handled poorly in everybody's part. There's nothing else you can say about it, but I do hear the music. Means you and I got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back. We'll talk some NFL football, man. Let's get on to something that's a little bit more happy,
positive.
At least. Yeah, a little more positive at this moment. So, anyways, keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again.
We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Shotgun snap for Deshaun Watson. Single back right, Lamar Miller. Tight end wing right, too wide near right. Tight end false motion by Ryan Griffin. From the 1 yard line, design keep to the near right. Cut it back upfield, end zone touchdown, Deshaun Watson.
It's Terrence Williams in motion. Castle looks one way, then the other. Hits Bryant on the run. And Bryant is inside the 35-yard line with the Eagles chasing him across the field for 56 yards.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Yeah, about 38 seconds of good football.
Welcome back in, people. You got to love Deshaun Watson. You got to love the fact that Dez Bryant and the Cleveland Browns were unable to come up with anything. And then, obviously, Bill Belichick, just a master at what he does out there on the football field. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. You can get at us. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike. So the Cardinals play the Cowboys this afternoon or this evening. You have the Bills going at it against the Bengals. And I think the interesting thing there is Marv Lewis still having his job, first and foremost, when they fired him and rehired him. And then you have Andy Dalton, who I don't know, bro. I don't think that the redheaded bomber has ever really lived up to any of the hype and the potential that people were talking to him or talking about, you know, him in that sense. The Bills with this young guy, Josh Allen, with an opportunity to start for them in the regular season. And again, the Cowboys, the Cardinals, it's a great rivalry. So let's discuss the Bengals and the Bills first. But Andy Dalton, in your opinion, what kind of a quarterback is he, Mike? Mike, you gotta come back to us. Mike, you got to come back to me, brother. Are you back to me yet there or what? Are you with me? Is Mike Wilson back with me? Every now and then you have some issues that for some reason, I don't know why, but if you're with me, let me know. If you're not, then I'll just keep rambling on myself. But I think Andy Dalton is one of those guys that this is a big year for the Bengals in general, man. If they're not competitive, there you are, Mike. What's going on, yep, man?
Technical issues again. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. But you're talking about, you know, Andy Dalton. Dalton to me is he's a slightly above average quarterback. You know, there's certain guys I'd probably take Dalton over. He's not the guy that's going to win you a Super Bowl, but he could certainly lose you a Super Bowl, that kind of guy. I put him in the same mix as Alex Smith a little bit. Andy Dalton really hasn't done anything. And maybe you can make the argument that he hasn't had much really to throw to, or, you know, a solid running game to back him up while he's been in Cincinnati. you know, a quarterback's going to be as good as the talent around him. And, you know, sometimes if you just don't have that talent for your career, like Archie Manning never did, you know, and he was a pretty good quarterback, you know, your true value is not going to be realized amongst people like you and me or the fans or anything like that.
Speaking of true value, where do you put Josh Allen so far? And do you think that if he has to be the starter, he's capable of going out there and not embarrassing himself and looking like he belongs? Yes or no?
I think he's going to be thrown into the fire. Now, if it was me, I wouldn't exactly throw him into the fire because, you know, I mean, he does have the big arm. He has size. He has all the measurables that you would want, but he's still a rookie. He's still a rookie from Wyoming that hasn't played against great talent. But that's going to be a tough call up there in Buffalo. And I kind of hate to straddle the fence on it, but I could see it going both ways. But if it was me, if I'm the coach or the GM, you know, he starts off holding the clipboard.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, again, unless he's forced into that position because of injury, which could very well be the case there in Buffalo. But
let me ask you this, Dorf. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but
go ahead.
Out of all these rookie quarterbacks, which one has the least amount of pressure on him?
You know, in a weird way, I almost feel like it's Baker Mayfield, because the truth is Tyrod Taylor's the starter there. Baker Mayfield is the number one draft pick. We know that he wants to get out there and play, but right, having the luxury of not having to start and not being put in that position where more often than not, rookie quarterbacks are going to fail. So, you know, in some ways, maybe Sam Darnold looks pretty good and he's playing the part pretty well. But again, I think that when you're talking about preseason versus the regular season, people really need to slow down and pump the brakes, because the truth of the matter is this, Mike, and anybody else that's listening, if you'd like to challenge me at it, call me, 1-800-878-7529. The defenses that you're seeing during the preseason are not the defenses that you're going to see during the regular season. There's a lot of guys that are out there trying to get a roster spot. They're not even playing a lot of the starters right now. So what you have to realize is this, at least in my humble opinion, if these top rookies go out there and they fail in the preseason, oh my gosh, you better be really worried about what could happen during the regular season. So the fact that a guy like Baker Mayfield has some success, a guy like Sam Darnold is having some success. You know what? If they didn't, Mike, then those teams made huge mistakes, is my point. So you better have some success in the preseason when everything's vanilla so that you have the confidence to go out there and play during the regular season. Does that necessarily mean you're going to do all right? No, it doesn't. But the truth is you need to get those reps. You need to get your confidence level up during preseason, and then hopefully you can bring that onto the regular season. But don't expect big things from any rookie quarterbacks, in my humble opinion.
No, I absolutely agree. And then, you know, we have our own rookie quarterback out here in Phoenix with Josh Rosen, and he's going to start on the bench, and he's going to learn. I think he's going to learn quite a bit sitting there holding a clipboard, listening in on certain play calls and certain situations, and he's going to put that in his memory bank. So when he does get his shot, he's going to be more than prepared for that. So, and you know, you talk about Darnold out there for the Jets. I think he has the most pressure, you know, because he's going to be thrown into that fire. And let's face it, people in New York, they don't wait around to start booing guys that are having some struggles, and they're not going to hesitate. And that media is not going to hesitate, to call Darnold out if he gets out of the gates, in a not so great fashion. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with him if he's named a starter, and all things point towards him being named the starter. And then the question behind Darnold is, what do you do with Bridgewater? Do you hold on to him? Do you trade him? He might have, you know, he could have more value as the backup than even a trade chip. So it'll be fun to watch.
It was like you were reading my mind, because that's what I was going to ask you, is what do you do with Teddy Bridgewater? Because truth be told, if you ask me, Teddy Bridgewater is the best quarterback there for the New York Football Jets right now. And if you don't play this kid, maybe there's a trade out there that helps you obviously bring some pieces in, but maybe gives a team a legitimate chance to have Teddy Bridgewater lead them. So I think this is an interesting dilemma for the Jets when we know that the future of that organization is Sam Darnold. So it just becomes a question of what your philosophy is. Do you believe you should throw this guy out in the fire right away? Or do you think you should put McCown or Teddy Bridgewater in there? And if the season goes awry, then you put a Sam Darnold in there. And I think that is what will happen in more cases than less. However, Josh Allen and Sam Darnold could wind up being guys that start, for sure.
I'll say this real quick, because I know we're up against a break here. I don't think it's going to matter who they throw out there. The question for the Jets is going to be their offensive line. It is not very good. In the preseason, I've seen Darnold run for his life, Bridgewater run for his life. So if they trade a Bridgewater, they better get like a right tackle or left tackle to at least kind of attempt to shore up that line.
Yeah, and with that being said, I would think, you know, Teddy Bridgewater has the best scrambling ability out of those three guys. McCown is an old guy. Sam Darnold is obviously still kind of young and to a certain degree a deer in headlights to a certain degree. But again, has shown some good signs during the preseason. And I know that people in Jets country are very, very excited about what may be to come for them in the future. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We're going to come back. We're going to continue talking about the sports world. Obviously, get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me. Keep it close, everybody. Another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We'll be right back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads. Pain! If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
For many years, he's gotten the better of me, right? But Friday night, it's going to be the easiest 10 mil I've ever made.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, Phil, talking a bunch of trash. And here's the real question when you think about the Phil Mickelson and the Tiger Woods deal that they're going to have for the 10 million bucks. And my question to you, Mike Wilson, my question to everybody that's listening here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition, by the way. Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. And my question to you is this. Are we really that intrigued about watching Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson as these guys are well into their 40s, Phil Mickelson, who, if I'm not mistaken, has not qualified for the Ryder Cup, the FedEx Cup, and for the most part, these guys are in their heyday. Let's not kid ourselves, man. This is like the end of it before the end. And to give these guys somebody another 10 million bucks, are you interested in that? Yes or no, Mike? Seriously,
no. I mean, it kind of reminds me when I was younger when, like, Nicholas and Player would play down in Palm Springs for the Skins game, that kind of thing. I'd watch it for, like, a hole or two and then check out. I don't know if I really watched the whole thing from start to finish. I might check in, like I said, for a hole or two, but, I don't care.
Would you rather it be like Jordan Spieth and Brooks Koepka, you know, some of the young guns, some of the guys that are winning tournaments at this point versus two guys, like I said, in their 40s and most weeks not even competing? Let's be honest. I mean, I don't remember the last time that Phil Mickelson was on top of a leaderboard. I know that Tiger has made some pushes, obviously, but the truth of the matter is I'm just saying I think that this is – too late in their careers, and it's almost like they're getting thrown a bone late in their career, if you ask me. That's the way I look at it. Mike,
yeah, they are getting. Yeah, I'm here. They are getting thrown a bone. I'd rather see Koepka. I'd rather see Spieth. I'd rather see Johnson. I'd rather see all those guys. Be playing for big bucks than a couple of guys that are past their prime. In their prime, yeah, I'd pay attention to Mickelson and Tiger. These young guys are so good that I'd rather see those guys play for the big money.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's an interesting deal where obviously they're going to get paid, somebody's getting paid, and not that they need the money anymore either, let's be honest. They don't necessarily need the money, and I almost feel like this is one of those Again, this is like, here, we're gonna give you this gift on your way out because we know that you're kind of on the way out the door in a matter of speaking to the senior tour, which, you know what? Maybe both those guys will have a ton of success on the senior tour, and no joke about that at all, man. Like, seriously, Phil Mickelson could have a great senior tour career. Oh, yeah. Tiger Woods in about, what, like 7 years or 8 years, Tiger Woods could wind up having a pretty unbelievable senior tour career as well. But the truth is they're playing on the PGA Tour right now, and good to see some people chiming in here, by the way, on Facebook Live. It is pretty cool when you see some of the names that come across that check you out and where you remember them at different times in your life, Mike Wilson. And we're getting one, a comment here from an old friend of mine named Ben. And looks like he's doing really well. He's a Packer fan, obviously from the great state of Wisconsin. We got our boy Paper chiming in, talking about the Bird Gang. So we do appreciate you people checking us out. You can always share the video as well. And we do give you shout-outs. Anytime somebody does a share, you get a shout-out for sure. But Ben, good seeing you. Paper, good seeing you. Always good seeing the people chiming in on Facebook Live that do chime in. But all right, Mike, let's get back into some things here and let's talk some more football because truth be told, I think that that's what everybody loves. And like you said, like I said, it's right around the corner, man. September is rolling in very, very hot. Actually, next week, it rolls in next week. So I'm excited. I know you're excited. Everybody's excited about it. It's the best time of year. You have all the sports coming together with Major League Baseball, postseason, obviously the start of the NFL. And then right around the corner, man, like no joke,
NBA. You
got the NBA. Exactly, dude. So honestly, one of the best times to be talking about sports is right now. So get at us, 1-800-878-7529. All right, so let's get go ahead.
I'm just gonna fire some questions out here, Dorf. I'm sitting here listening to you pontificating on different subjects.
Yeah.
But talking about the NFL, what do you truly expect out of your Packers this year? I mean, they get that bad man back, you know, and they have that great tight end now. What
Jimmy
do you
Graham.
Expect truly expect out of the Packers?
I expect greatness, man. I'm sorry, but you know, when you have a team like they've had for year after year with the quarterbacks, more importantly than I'm talking about, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, you would have to say that the Green Bay Packers have underachieved greatly. I'm sorry, but that's the truth, and I don't want to make any of my Packer friends upset about it, but I'm objective. I love this team. Believe me, I watch them week in and week out, and I want the greatest things to happen. But truth be told, Mike, I expect greatness. I really do. I think Aaron Rodgers comes back this season, has a great season. Going to need some guys to step up on the wide receiver front. We know Davante Adams is going to make plays. But after that, I mean, who steps up? A lot of young guys, they went out and they made some moves in the draft to get some younger wide receivers there. But I do, like you said, Jimmy Graham is there. And I think that where he's going to be vital is in the red zone. So that's where Jordy Nelson was really, really vital for Aaron Rodgers. And obviously they built such a great chemistry and they had so much trust for each other. So it'll be interesting to see when or how long it takes Aaron Rodgers to gain the confidence that he needs to have in these different receivers. So I expect the Green Bay Packers to be 11-5, 12-4, 10-6 at the very worst, and obviously in the mix of the playoffs and maybe even winning the division. I think it's a two-team race personally between them and the Minnesota Vikings, and I'm not sold on Cousins at all. So I don't know if people think that he's the guy that can get the Minnesota Vikings to the next level, which ultimately, Mike, that's about all you have to prove, because with Case Keenum, they got to the NFC Championship game. So I like the Green Bay Packers. I like their chances a lot. I think the NFC in general is pretty loaded. I think there's a lot of teams that could be very good, but the Green Bay Packers are obviously a front runner for a reason. They've got Aaron Rodgers. They've done some different things on the defense too, Mike. New defensive coordinator, new defensive scheme. So I expect the defense to be more attacking. I expect the secondary to make more plays. I expect the defensive line to get a better push. So all in all, if they stay healthy, and again, that's a huge if. We all know that. It's a huge if. It's the NFL. Injuries are way part of the game. But if they stay healthy, this is a team to be reckoned with, without a doubt, bro.
What about Carolina? They're always kind of an enigma to me, but if Carolina's going to win that division, this could be the year that they win that division again. I think Cam Newton has as many weapons as he's ever had around him. And, you know me, I'm a big Christian McCaffrey guy. I think this year he kind of blows up a little bit and really kind of puts his face on the NFL a little bit more. But what are your thoughts with Carolina?
You know, Cam Newton has been an interesting character to watch over the years, right? Because
absolutely.
One year the guy was amazing. It was like he had this game all figured out. And then the year after that, maybe a little bit of a hangover, maybe a little bit of depression about the fact that they had such a poor showing in the Super Bowl. I don't know what it was, Mike. I'm not a mind reader. I don't get inside the heads of people, and I'm not going to tell you I know Cam Newton because I don't know Cam Newton. But the truth is that like a reliever in baseball, I truly think that for a quarterback, you got to have a short memory, to be honest with you. And, Cam Newton has all the physical attributes. He has all the intangibles. He has all the skills. But does he have the mental capacity to stick with it? And I think that that's something that most athletes have to go through. Speaking of which, Brett Boone watching us right now, former Major League Baseball player. And it's interesting that Brett's watching us because I'm going through my card collection the other day with Brody as we're putting some stuff together. I've got a bunch of cards that I'm giving him, and we're putting our collection together. And there's my man, Brett Boone. I've got Brett Boone's card, bro. So I was going to actually shoot you a message, Brett, and be like, wow, I'm going to show you this card and shoot you a picture. But yeah, Brett Boone. And then I'm telling Brody, I know Brett Boone. Brett Boone is on my radio show. And by the way, we're going to have to get you on, speaking of that, Brett, because we'll be talking some Major League Baseball, obviously big time here as the playoffs come up. But, you know, just interesting stuff as you're sitting around with your kids, you know, and sharing some of the memories of like your cards. And then, boom, I'm going through this stuff. And I'm like, wow, there's Brett Boone, man. I got Brett Boone's card. So really cool stuff. But getting back to our conversation that we're having right now. And again, we're talking NFL football for the most part, but every now and then when you see people, like I said, that chime in on this Facebook live feed, you do give them a little love, some shout outs. And Brett Boone has been really good to us. And yeah, Brett, just always good seeing you, man. And yes, I'll get on the horn with you real soon, and we'll get you back up and running with us to talk some Major League Baseball, because I always love talking to you about what's going on in Major League Baseball, which, by the way, wild card races in the National League anyway, that is fun stuff. But, hey, real quickly, let's just continue talking some NFL football. What's the most intriguing? Yeah, go ahead. I want to ask you something. What's the most intriguing division this year, in your humble opinion?
Boy, man, I would say that it could be the AFC South, because you got injured quarterbacks coming back with Luck, Deshaun, you got JJ Watt coming back. You got the Jaguars, who are talking all sorts of junk right now. You know, you got Jalen Ramsey talking about almost every quarterback in the league. But you got some good to, you know, potentially great quarterbacks in that division. So I think it's kind of up for grabs in terms of who wins it. If it was me, you got to go with Jacksonville, because they return almost everybody, you know, and the question with them is going to be, can Bortles repeat what he did last year? But, you know, hey, Deshaun Watson, baby. That guy has special written all over him. If you know, I mean, he's, before he went down, he was the hottest thing going in the NFL. So I think the AFC South could be it.
I'm with you 100%. That is the division I'm watching. The AFC South with, like you said, all those quarterbacks, Luck's return. Will Jacksonville be able to follow up that year? Tennessee, will they be able to follow up the year that they had? So a very interesting division there. I know we do have to take a quick pause for the cause. We are going to do that. Obviously, a lot to get into and never, ever, ever enough time for us to continue talking about what's going on in the sports world. But we love doing it. We're here every Sunday live, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Rain, shine, snow, sleet, we got you covered. It doesn't make a difference. Anyways, we're going to take a pause for the cause. We're going to come back, and we're going to do what we always do, which is our parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, people, for the final time today. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be back later in about 12 hours on Sports Overnight America doing the weekend recap. And again, like I said, about 2 weeks away from the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America, which I do every Sunday night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific time. But, Mike, as always, brother, it is time to give our parting shots. You're up, my friend. What's up?
My parting shot goes out to the mountain of a man that this state, the country, lost last night in John McCain. When you look at John McCain and how he supported Arizona sports, whether it's the college kids or the professional teams around town, he was always at Diamondback games. He was at Suns games. Who can forget the World Series bet he had with Rudolph Giuliani between the Yankees and the D-backs? When McCain would go out around the world, he'd always wear a Diamondback hat. He was a boxing fan. He was a Cardinal fan. And I just learned this morning. Lauri Markkanen, the former center for the University of Arizona, when he was trying to come over here and pursue his dream of playing basketball, McCain helped him get a visa so he could do that. It speaks to everything about McCain.
Great. That was a great take, brother. I love that, man. And you know what? It's hard to follow that one up, to be honest with you. So truth be told, I'm just going to say, I'm going to piggyback it, man. John McCain, we appreciate what you did here in Arizona. We appreciate what you did. You're a veteran. You're a war hero. And even if the president doesn't think you are, everybody else does. For Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side of the glass, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.